Blog Talk Radio.
Appeared before the convention.
communication from the Rogue Nation and Eternal Militia. It is an open letter to the New World Order. You have had control for so many years, played your war games, making money off both sides of the wars, robbing the common citizens of this nation every way we turn, our gas, our food, our utilities, our toys, etc. But the internet has turned out to be your own worst enemy. We know you now. Patriots like myself have researched and found out who you are, where you work, where you eat, where you live, where you play. We watch you every day. We are the guy sitting in the car across the street. We are that new guy who just joined your church or came to work for one of your companies. We live for the day when you will be dealt the same level of evil and cruelty you have been dealing all of humanity. You may know everything about us too, but we don't care. I pray that you try to round me up for one of your FEMA death camps, for you would rather tickle a tiger's ass inside a phone booth than try to take me alive. We fear you not. We may wait on you to make your first move to try to take our liberties, or we may go ahead and strike first and remove you from the face of the earth. All your money and power will not protect you from our vengeance, which we will have very, very soon. You forget there is strength in numbers. You forget there are still American patriots by the millions who will never submit to you or be your slaves. You forget about the 200 million firearms on the streets of America. All you New World Order thugs combined, Blackwater, the brainwashed military, the thug jackbooted cops, FEMA stormtroopers, United Nations peacekeepers, cannot even come close to defeating us. You will make your last and stupid mistake when you declare martial law and try to round us up. But we will fight to the death and take you with us. You should never sleep easy, for you never know when you may wake up in the middle of the night with a Colombian necktie and us standing over you, laughing, while you take your last breath and when we the people take this nation back from your evil grip. We will hunt you to the ends of the earth and shoot you down like mangy dogs. Sweet dreams, motherfuckers. That communication came in from a sniper. I suggest you think about what the fuck you're doing to our goddamn country. Now, a message from the Sons of Liberty concerning the New World Order. You're fucked.
All right, everybody. I love that message there from the Sons of Liberty. Yes, sirree. Yes, sirree. That was put out actually a few years ago when Obama was elected for the second time. And, you know, they play these little war games, the New World Order, and people go on about their daily lives, and they say, things are going to not change, blah, blah, blah. But let me tell you something. There are people watching, there are people listening, and we do wait for that day when it does happen. And there are people who are the Bible people out there, the Christians, who say, hey, like I've had debated with my friend Peter, we're just passing through. We don't have to worry about what's going on. God's going to take care of us. Let me tell you something. If he allowed his own son to be whipped to death and hung up on a cross, what the hell makes you think you're going to escape this? What the hell makes you think you got an easy way out? Common sense, for God's sake. Okay? Because you don't want to know why your 501c3 churches are all about the money. You want to walk around your suit and tie being all flashy and being comfortable, and you got your brand new trucks and cars in the church parking lot. Well, meanwhile, your church members are walking in, starving to death, don't know how they're going to keep their lights on. And meanwhile, you're going out to dinner with your wife and kids tonight. You should be ashamed of yourself, pastors. You should be ashamed of yourself. You know, I went to a church a few years ago when I first came here to North Carolina, and I signed up at this church, and he says, you know, you don't donate. Why? You know, you should give more. Now, okay, but listen, I'm pulling up in a truck that's leaking oil with four ball tires to hear your message, and you're sitting there in a brand new pickup truck that costs $35,000, okay? And you want me to give you money? Bye-bye. See you later. I got my last say when I hit the last service he had, and I pulled out my Bible and started knocking them down in front of a lot of people. And he did a tap dance all the way through the front door to the back, down the aisle, and all the way back to his office. Because I made him look like a jackass. Because that's the way I am. I'm going to tell you like it is, and the way it's going to be. And if you don't like it, come try to knock me down. That's the way it's got to be. And we as Americans all thought that way at one point in time. That's why we were great, we were strong, and we stood up. Your mind, speak up. It's time. Stand up for what you believe in. Yes, I know. You've got to be careful because there's a scam around every corner. I understand that. We live in perilous times. The Bible tells us that. You all agree. Whether you believe in the Bible or not, we live in tricky, perilous times. There's no loyalty. I was talking to one of my show supporters the other day where we talked about businesses, how there's no loyalty to the customer whatsoever. None. They don't care about you. I was in Lowe's Home Improvement the other day. True story. I'm speaking, what happened to me, so it's the truth. So it's not slander or defamation of character because I know this show is growing in popularity and people are talking about it. So I'm speaking the truth. I have a receipt to prove it. I was in the store 2 days ago, and I was trying to buy some floor tiles to repair my bedroom, and I was short one tile. But you see, they won't sell you one tile. You have to buy the whole box. But I didn't know that, and neither did the cashier when I brought the tile up. And she said, there's no item number on here. And I said, yeah, and? She says, well, you need to go get an item number. I said, oh, excuse me? I don't work for Lowe's. I don't know what your item numbers are. I don't know. Ring it up. All I saw was the price was 99 cents per tile. That's what the sign said. Of course, we know they never go by their signs or what they advertise because it's something about bait and switch. But anyway, I told her, I said, she goes, do you want it or not? I said, excuse me? I said, is it the customer's responsibility to go look for an item number? She goes, I don't know. Oh, you don't know what the customer's responsibility? Let's get a store manager, everybody. And everybody's looking at me like I'm a whack job, but that's fine. Of course, they know what I was talking about and what I was up to, and I don't mind because I'm not embarrassed. I don't care what people think of me. I don't care if they like me or not because I know what I was saying was right. And a couple employees went running to the manager's office. And the manager came walking out, and how you doing, sir, blah, 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 with the nonsense. And I said, well, your cashier here says she's not sure if it's a customer's responsibility or not to provide an item number when they check out because the cashier can't find it in the computer. What do you think, sir? He shook his head and laughed and apologized. Of course, he don't care about me. He was trying to make me happy for that moment. And I ended up having to buy the whole box because I needed that tile to finish my floor. But I sure as hell made my saying and what I did that day and what I was talking about and what I believed in known at that particular time. Do you? Do you? Or you just bow down and put your head down and walk away? Cashier likes me or not. I don't care if that store manager called me an asshole at the end of the day. I don't care. Because you know what? I'm spending my money at that place of business. And you know what? Lowe's doesn't even care. Lowe's Home Improvement on Battleground Avenue, Greensboro, North Carolina. That's where I was, folks. And I'm going to tell you right now, Mr. Manager, I didn't catch your name. If I did, I'd announce it right now. I didn't get your name because it doesn't really, it's really not important. Because you know why? Because Lowe's does not care about you either. You're just a silly little manager of a store. They have thousands of stores all across the country. You could be replaced too. Just like me as a customer. I could be replaced. Okay? So they don't care about you. They don't care about me. That said, what do we do about it? How do we correct this problem? Very hard, since my grandfather generation, my elder generation, allowed the small business to slip away and get disappeared. And that's right. I'm calling out the older generation here because I wish today there was a little tiny hardware store on the corner that I can go to and buy something that I know if I asked an employee of the store, he would help me. And he would want to see me find what I wanted. He would help me find the best deal. I would want those stores back, but they're not here today in the year 2015. They've disappeared over the last 25 years horribly. My uncle out in Wisconsin, who was an independent dairy farmer, who is a supporter of this show. How many dairy farms are out there in Wisconsin? My uncle, how many are there? Not many. They've been swallowed up by big government farms. We have allowed this to happen. You say, what could I have done? What should I have done? Blah, 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 blah. You know, what could we do? You know, you can't do anything. What are you going to do? No, listen, if we all freaking put our foot hoarding nonsense like this, stopped walking into Lowe's, and I'm to blame too, stopped buying the things we need at these big corporations, guess what? Yeah, they may not close the doors of those big places, but they're sure as hell going to pay attention to what we have to say. Because they don't really care right now because there's a sucker born every second. We heard that saying. You know what? There's another sucker walking in through that door as soon as I walked out, guys. And the customer standing behind me, they didn't want to hear my complaint. They were like, come on, I want to check out and get out of here. I don't care. I got what I need. Goodbye. Get out of here. I saw it in their faces. They didn't want me holding up the line. And that's the problem, folks. We don't care about our fellow Americans anymore. We don't care about our next-door neighbors. We don't care about our brothers. We don't care about our sisters. We don't care about our mothers. We don't care about our fathers. It's all about me. It's all about how far I can get, how fast I can get there, and how much I can get, right? Am I right or wrong? Some of you say, well, I don't really think like that, but yeah, you're right. But, well, no, listen, that's the way it is. That's the way it is. And we have nobody to blame but ourselves. And that's including me. Just because I'm bringing these points up doesn't mean I'm immune to what I'm talking about. I'm just as to blame as you are. We're all guilty. And when we stand before God, our maker, our creator, because there is a God, we're going to have to explain this somehow, some way. So, do you want to have an awakening in America today, or do you just want to wake up tomorrow and say, hey, I don't want to be bothered with this nonsense. Let's go along to get along, and there's no point in trying to change anything because that's the way it is. Just like my friend and my brother said when I was debating him over the Bible, we're just passing through. It doesn't matter. Because things are the way they are. Because I know a lot of people out there said, yeah, you're right. These darn churches, these darn pastors. You're right. You're right. But hey, am I right about you too? Am I right about you? Are you willing to sacrifice everything you own and have, change, or have an awakening within our country today? I couldn't answer that honestly right now. Because I don't see society really worth that of saving. When I pull up to a gas station, I see ignorant, disgusting, immoral people. Anywhere I go in public today, yes, there's good people, yes. There's a person that's going to hold the door for you. There are some good people. If you, they see you with a flat tire on the side of the road, they will help you. Yeah, okay, I get that. But the bottom line is, as a majority in a whole, we're freaking lost. We're lost. And, you know, we did a show a couple days ago on Sunday night where, you know, I invited a new organization. It's another number. And I've getting emails even to this day thanking me for saying, you know what? Thank you so much for allowing us to put our name out there. Allowing us, even though, like I said, I'm not Fox News, I'm not CNN, I'm not Obama, I'm not anybody special, I'm not Donald Trump. When I speak, not everybody's going to listen. But it's archived on the internet, and it keeps getting downloaded every single day because we're talking about things that a lot of people care about. A lot of people do care about these things because, you know what? We touched base with the lower middle class and poor people of this country that night. Okay? Because we all know the upper middle class and the rich people listen to a show like mine because you want to know why? They're out at dinner tonight. They're at home in front of their 60-inch flat-screen TV. They're out cruising on their $20,000 motorcycle. Whatever have you. They're out surfing on the surfboard. Whatever, wherever they are. They don't care about us. They don't care about the poor. They don't care about the lower middle class. But the majority of the people in this country are lower, poor, middle-class people. Yes, I know a lot of them do live the wrong type of lifestyle. Within my own family, they are living the wrong lifestyle. They're doing the wrong thing. But that's because we, as individuals and as a whole, and everybody together, do not embrace each other and try to help each other. And it's not about money. You're a fool if you're giving away your money to somebody who you think may need it. They are doing wrong. You're a fool. Okay? They need educational values. They need moral values. They need to escape from the evil of this world. Get out of the secular world. Start becoming accountable as individuals, because I myself learned my lesson when I was doing the wrong thing back in the early 1990s. I knew I was doing wrong, but I was hoping people would bail me out and help me. Okay? But I got into so much trouble, nobody could. Not even the freaking president could help me out when I was doing wrong. Okay? So I had to learn the hard way. Sometimes when you learn the hard way, it doesn't always work out in a happy ending. But I'd rather see people keep what they have and what they worked for than spending everything they have and worked for on a lost cause. Because you could have helped somebody or given what you have to somebody that was doing something right. Or people that were trying to do the right thing, to help others. That's the problem. We're all duped into the same freaking mistakes that we made when we were younger. I hope everyone listened tonight to this introduction, because I tried to say it the best way I possibly could. I didn't have it written down. I didn't practice it. Told you what I felt within my conscience and heart. And like I said, this show is growing because I see the numbers every day. Well, actually, they're 2 days later. It takes about 48 hours to get the stats from the show that I have done. Like, for instance, tonight, there'll be 48 hours before I see actually how many people are listening. But I'm going to tell you something right now. I'm actually proud of myself because Sunday evening was a powerful show. It was great. There were people from all over the country that participated. And it's just like the show I did back July. I think it was July 26th or 27th. You'll have to look it up. You know, I had an individual that was a guest on this show who was on national television. But he took the time to come on to my show. Because you want to know why? I convinced him it was worth it. And I'm trying to convince you, my supporters, that it's worth it to support this show because we're going to grow and we're going to become larger. And one day, who knows how large we can actually become, because we can help each other out one way or the other. Listen, there's no cure. I'm going to tell you that right now. You want to come on to this show and think I'm going to cure all your problems? It's not going to happen. It's up to you. We're here as a self-help program and to understand the times in which we live in today. Now, I spoke to one of my supporters the other day about he had a problem. I want to bring it up on the air real quick. It may not pertain to you, so just bear with me. One of the supporters of the show from Florida, Joe in Sebastian, Florida, he asked me about his animal, his pet, heartworm. And heartworm, yes, the cloves are a very good idea to protect your animal against heartworm. If your dog does not have heartworm, it is even more beneficial from what I was told from others. So taking a few cloves, maybe three times a week, and putting it in your animal's food will help your dog and most likely cure any type of heartworm or prevent your dog from having heartworm. So cloves is a very special thing for your animal that I spoke with you about the other day. So cloves, yes. Go to your grocery store. I don't know how much it costs. Maybe it's $9, $12 a bottle. You take a few, you break them up three times a week, put it in your animal's food, and trust me, it'll work wonders. And that goes for humans too. Cloves are a very herbal, powerful medicine that will help you. And I know there's people on the line listening tonight who agree with me, and they know a little bit more about it than I do. However, I wanted to bring that up. That's for Joe in Sebastian, Florida, who is a supporter of this show and listens. I did not forget about you, and I did look it up, and I did inquire about it. So, yes, use the cloves, and they will help your pet with heartworm. So, and that's what I do on this show. You see, nobody is too small, and nobody is too large. We're here for everybody. So if you got something you want to talk about tonight or you want to queue in, now listen, I'm booked for an hour and a half. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm probably not going to stay on for an hour and a half tonight. I have no guests booked for tonight. I have a lot going on, so I'm just kind of winging it. So if you have something you want to add tonight, then by all means, the phone number is 657-383-0616. You press 1 and I'll connect you. If not, we will wrap it up rather early tonight, but I would really like to hear from a couple people out there tonight, have something to share, or hey, well, what about the introduction that I gave you tonight? You got something you want to talk about there? You got a question? Hey, people out there who are strangers, who have not called in, we need more people to call in. Like I said, Sunday evening was a great show because we had a lot of strangers call in that night, and you know, that's because I went over the internet and I started emailing people and saying, hey, you want to come on my program? Maybe I need to do that more. Because we can get several other organizations on here who would love to have airtime and come on here and talk about it. And we could meet new people. So I am working on that in the future also. Okay? We didn't do a show last night. And tonight is Thursday evening. So we will not do a show Friday night. And we will not do a show Saturday night, but we will do another show Sunday night. And listen, I'll book something good for you guys, okay? Trust me. We'll do a good show Sunday evening. So anyone out there, you got something you had tonight, press 1, please. I'd appreciate it. If not, then we're going to start getting ready. We're going to wrap it up kind of early tonight. So if you got something you want to share or say, now's your time. 657-383-0616. I had my say tonight. I said what I had to say, and I hope you all took it in and, really listened to what I had to say, because I know even within my own family, there are individuals who are not doing the right thing, and we all need to try to group together here and come to a common conclusion and help each other out, and not financially, because it's not about money. It's about the proper thing to do. It's about the moral thing to do. It's about the right thing to do. Money is not the right thing to do. People say, well, we need money. We need money, 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 money. It's not about money, folks. It's not about it. Okay? Stop taking people's money from others who worked hard to save it and work for it. Let them do what they wish with it. It's not about the money. It's not. It's about being a good human being. Okay? The money will come later if you're a good human being. Trust me. All that will come later in life. I got somebody on right now who wants to connect. I'm going to go ahead and put him through. Hey, it's Mike out in Wisconsin tonight. I didn't think you were going to call in, but hey, you're on. How you doing?
Hi, Joe. Hello, everybody. Not as good as I'd like, but the topic that you're on sits kind of close to me because, you know, even if you were talking about if you had a flat tire on the road, you have more of a less of a chance of anybody stopping to help you now than you did 20 years ago or so. You know, even if you went into a community like an Amish community and you needed help, those people are going to help you. You know, and our times today have changed so much. We're so into the me generation, and another thing that I'd like to say is the discrimination generation. You know, for instance, I raised boxers, and I had a litter, and I sold my last male yesterday, and it was sad to see him go because he was a little sweetie. And this black couple came in. This black couple came in. Heck of a nice people, really nice people. And I felt real good about selling my puppy to them, you know. And you know, after they left, I told my wife Melody. I says, you know, I feel real good about selling, you know, our last mail hit to these people. And I guess what I'm trying to say is I didn't see color. You know what I'm saying? I saw a person, and I judged them on them, not their skin color or whatever, you know? And nowadays, I think it's the other way around. You said, Joe, about helping family, you know, and being there. Yeah, granted, things have changed, you know. No, nobody's barn burns down anymore because they don't own any. But, I mean, if, you know, years ago, if your barn burned down, your neighbors were there the next morning with hammers and nails and, you know, ready to work.
Well, Mike, you're right. And that's why, you know, like I brought it up tonight. It's like, you know, Joe, who is a supporter in Florida, you know, he's down by himself down there in Sebastian, Florida. And, you know, he called me and asked me some questions. And I promised him that I would talk about his particular problem tonight. And I kept my word. How many people today keep their word? Very few. Very few. And even on the smaller things, you know, hey, I'll call you tomorrow, Mike. Hey, I'll call you tomorrow, Joe. And nobody ever does, you know. And it's these things that continue to build up and snowball later on down the road where it's destroying the moral fabric of our families and our society. It's like you, Mike. You're not in good health. You said you're not feeling good tonight. And you even emailed me and said, hey, I don't think I can call in tonight. But look, you took the time to do that. Why? Because you care about this show and you care about me, you know?
Yeah, I mean, to me, that's just the logical thing to do. You know, I guess if you're not worth your word, then you're not worth very much. You know,
that's right.
Like I've always said, if you're gonna ask me a question and you don't want to hear the answer that I'm gonna tell you, then don't ask me because I'm not gonna tell you just because you want to hear something different. I'm gonna tell you the morality of the question, what I think, you know, should be the answer. And if we had more people that would be upfront and honest to us, you know, and instead of sugarcoating it and just agreeing with you to basically, you know, appease you, you know, granted, there'd be a lot more children mad at their mothers and fathers, but, you know, that's parenting. You know,
that's what I said, Mike, and that's why a lot of people disagree with me, because you know what? I don't get along with a lot of people. You want to know why? Because I tell you like it is. And I'm not trying to make confrontation, but I don't believe you should just say, okay, well, whatever, okay, goodbye, have a good day. No, like I did at Lowe's. Hey, let's address the problem. Let's talk about this. And even though a resolution wasn't made, and I may have pissed a few people off, so what? I walked out of there saying what I had to say, meaning what I said, and saying what I mean, and I felt better afterwards, and that's just me as a person. I'm not saying everybody has to be like me, but we kind of actually do, because, hey, we can't keep beating around the bush. We live in perilous times. We live in troubled times. It's time to start waking up.
If you knew that something happened to whatever, your car, your home, whatever, and the next day you had a bunch of neighbors standing on your front lawn saying, what can we do? How is that going to make you feel? Are you going to have a sense of pride in your heart? Are you going to say, you know, I live in a great neighborhood? Or if something happens to your home and you have to move out of it or evacuate it, come back and it's all been looted, you know?
I understand.
You're absolutely right. Look at the times you live in now to the times we lived in when my father was a boy. You know?
Yeah.
He's never told anybody, but, you know, back in New York, when he lived in New York on the Hudson, there used to be a gentleman that used to ground and snatch up little children in a bag. Okay?
Really?
And he was called the bag. He was called the bag man.
Oh my God.
My father was out playing in the front yard, and of course his mother, my grandmother, you know, always had an eye on him. And the bag man came around and grabbed my dad. And my grandmother went out there and almost beat the guy to death. And, you know, it's this is what I say about how times have changed. We look after each other years ago, you know. And, I mean, you had the kitchen table to sit around, to have breakfast, to have supper, to talk. Nobody talks anymore. It's all these little machines that say, yo, how you doing? You know, I'm just hanging. Well, that doesn't tell me anything. Hanging means you could be hanging yourself. I mean, you know, I don't know what that hanging means, actually, but, you know, it...
No, I understand what you're getting at. You're right. It's all these little codes and these text messages, and we saw that within our youth, you know. I mean, even within the family that I have, the youth, you know. We joked about it a couple... I think it was, like, last week we talked about it. Look, I have my niece and nephew on, you know, and we're trying to ask her about her high school, and it's like, you know, they couldn't formulate a conversation. They can't put together a sentence. You know why? Because they have no communication skills. They have no you know, inner core values where, hey, we can talk. We can have a communicate. We can, hey, listen, you and I could resolve our problems. We could talk it out. Today, they can't. And maybe that's one of the major problems of our society today. They can't talk things out. So what do we have in the inner cities? They shoot each other. What do we got in the country or in residential neighborhoods? Miscommunication. We just sever ties. And we break bonds and values and ties with people that we shouldn't. You know, we should all be communicating with each other because, look, you got a brain, you got a mouth, you got two eyes, you got ears. Listen, if you're not smart enough, then you know what? Go to your somebody who you're close to and try to learn something. And that's what we're trying to do on this show, Mike. We're trying to teach people, hey, let's understand the times in which we live in today. Period. Point blank. And you know, I just don't know what else to say. Now, I got Joe and Meredith. Listen, I know, Mike, I know you're tired and you said you don't feel good, and I'll let you wrap it up real quick, and then I'm going to put Joe and Meredith from Meredith on, okay?
Good, thank you. all I can say, Joe, is that if one person walks away from this show with a better sense of morality or a vision of being a better person, just think if there were millions and millions and millions of better people in America starting tomorrow morning, how great America would be, you know? And
yep.
why do we have to be the other way? You know why? It's because, just like you've said in the past, do you go to the light or do you go to the dark? It's easier to go to the dark, you know?
Yeah.
And that's basically what is out there nowadays, you know?
Darkness.
Yeah, you know, it's just that's what people are growing up on, you know? It's not believing God and Jesus and a good moral, you know, higher power that, you know, tries to teach us to do good, be good, you know. I'm not saying you have to be a holy roller.
Yeah.
But, you know, God forbid, if your neighbor knocks on your door and he says, I need help, something bad has happened, you know, if you're well enough and able enough, you know, your moral conscience should kick in and, you know, try to do your best that you possibly can for that person. If we had millions and millions of people start doing that instead of hiding in their house, you know, or wherever in the basement, you know, and not communicating, you know, that's why your show is very important. I think your show will grow in time because I looked through Blog Talk Radio the other day. I didn't see anything even close to the title of your show, to the title of their shows. Their shows are all doom, gloom, and me. You know, and a couple of them are fantasy land, you know, and...
Yeah.
So, I guess that's all I got to say. I want to pat you on the back and say that, you know, you're trying your best, you're doing your best, And I hope people appreciate that there is a medium out there like this that they can talk to. And hopefully in time they'll press one and they'll be part of our world, you know.
Yeah.
And because I'm not going to tell you to jump off a cliff unless I'm going to do it with you, you know. And, you know, so... Anyway,
thanks, Mike. I appreciate you checking in tonight. I appreciate you saying the good things. I always say, hey, you're a supporter of this show. We got several others that are supporters of the show, and you're right. Hey, we're going to get a lot of other people and new listeners on. We proved it this week. You know, what did we have Sunday evening? We had so many different people on here, voices we never heard, and they were so happy to get out there what they wanted to share. And what they wanted to say, and the emails to prove it, and that invitation goes out to everybody. Hey, you know what? You got something you want to share or say? But anyway, I'm going to go ahead and connect Joe and Meredith. I'll go ahead and mute you, Mike. And I know you're not feeling well tonight, and we wish you the best. And, you know, I hope you feel better in the next few days. And God bless you and take care. Okay, Mike?
Thank you. Thanks, Joe.
All righty. All right, I got Joe in Meriden, Connecticut. Go ahead, real quick, because we're wrapping up in about 10 minutes.
I'm not going to be real quick. If I'm going to be real quick, I'll talk next time. The times we live in today, hey, Mike, hey, Joe, you know, we're all sick. And I'll bet you when we're sick, we wish that we could sit down and just watch the TV and those cures could flash between our eyes and we could say, I have that. Let me try it. Wouldn't that be so nice? I've said it before, and I'll say it again. If you live anywhere from mid-Florida south, you can grow just about anything you could possibly need for your pet or yourself to keep yourself healthy. You know, Michael and you were talking about helping. Why doesn't everybody help? You know, I'm well in my 60s now. I've been helping everybody my entire life as much as I possibly can, with very little in return. And when I do get something in return, it's usually taken back or given back. And you know what? It doesn't bother me at all, because I can go out and I can do it all over again. They said it before, you know, if you're a millionaire and you lose all your money, you know how to go out and make another million. Well, I can do the same thing with whatever I do, so I'm not worried about losing anything, because I don't hold on to anything. I don't hoard anything. I have what I have, and I have what I need, and I know how to plan for tomorrow. So that's the way I do things. And speaking of dark, Michael was speaking of the light and the dark. That reminds me of a great invention. You know, you get a flashlight that gives off light. Well, what if you could make a dark sucker that gave off darkness? Now, that's an invention. Come on, John. Think how to do it. You could do it. I know you can. You know, they just came out with a new report. They've been spraying Roundup on these crops and herbs for years from Monsanto. So this way the weeds don't grow, and they get more yield, and more money is what they get. And they just found out that it's causing cancer in people. After all those years, who would have guessed that a man-made chemical would actually cause cancer? Never would have guessed it. You know, what's wrong with this country? Obama's been fighting ISIS for a year and been doing nothing. I said it before, he's a Muslim. He's in the White House. It's not bad that he's a Muslim. What's bad is we don't know what side he's on, but I guess we can guess what side he's on, and he's not on our side, because he's been fighting ISIS for years. They had a party a number of months back where they all lined up in the street, and not one of them was taken out because they're using our equipment. And where are they getting it from? And now Russia announces they're going over there. Did you see Obama on TV? He was like having an aneurysm. He was doing a double Nixon. He didn't even know what he was talking about. Putin's going over there. And in a week, Putin's actually doing something, and Hillary and him are on TV. Well, we got to do this. Well, we got to do this. Well, we got to do this. Now they're doing something. You know what? That's the problem. Washington, D.C. That's the problem. And Reagan said it. Not that I believe in Reagan either, because I don't believe in any of them, but they're all crooks. But he said it. Now,
but Joe,
as far
hey,
as you're
Joe.
All...
What? Yeah, Joe, I want to ask you a question real quick. Did you ever make contact with John?
Yeah, I talked to him for a little while.
Okay.
Yeah,
John
you told
called
me. Yeah.
in. Yeah.
Yeah, as far as what, in case anybody else wants to know, Joe called me, and then John called me, and I talked to him for a little while, and that was a number of hours ago.
Okay. Are you guys going to hook up, or is it left?
You know, he's really not interested in doing too many things, that's for sure. But he has to get some things straightened out that he can't do himself, because he's not 18 years old, so he has to talk to his mother first. And then after he goes that route and everything, well, we'll see what we can help him with and everything. He was very surprised at the prices he's seen what these items were bringing, which I could actually make here for nothing for him. And he could take them home and sell them, and people will buy them. And he looked at the prices and said, wow. Yeah, and this
okay,
stuff
so,
is free.
All right, so John basically, he called into this show, and a couple people want to know, because, hey, he called and he was a guest on this show, and we hooked him up with you, and I'm glad you guys made contact, because there are people out there who want to know. So, were you able to help him, basically, or is it going to be something you're going to work on in the future?
Well, it's going to be, I'd say, at least a week before he gets back to me if he starts working on things. If he doesn't do what I suggested, it's going to be hard for me to help him, because when he first started talking to me, he talked to me about that job that I offered him. I never offered him a job, and that's what I told him. I'm not offering you a job. I'm offering to show you a way how you can make income for yourself from nothing. If you have a job, that's what you will have. You will get paid on Friday, and you will be broke by next Friday. And if that's what you want to do, that's fine. If you want to go in the service, that's fine too. But maybe you could do something on your own that could turn into a serious business where you could actually make some money. And, you know, you're young and you can start now. You have many of years to flounder around to get it right. So, you know, whatever he wants to do. But he has some things he has to take care of first before the next step gets taken.
Well, the impression I get from him is like what I've talked about on this show. And I know there's elderly people out there listening tonight. It's the younger generation. They want a quick dollar. They want to work just this week to make a good check on Friday so they can piss it away next week, you know, or piss it away before they make it. You know, instead of planning for something in the future and laying down a foundation that they can build on so when they're 40 or 50 years old, they can sit back and say, okay, I did what I could do, and now it's time to relax. You know, I mean, that's the problem we have with younger people, right?
Well, that's the biggest problem with anybody, Joe, especially him at his age. You know, he's going to need a car. He's going to need insurance. So what is he going to do? He's going to borrow the money. He's going to take out a loan. And no sooner is he going to get in the car is going to break down. Now he has to borrow more money to get it fixed. You know what? If he just go out and learn how to make some money, buy that piece of junk car for cash to begin with, at least when it breaks, he's not screwed. You know, he can cancel his insurance and maybe behind the eight ball a little bit. But if you do what everyone else does, you're going to get what everyone else gets. So don't do what everyone else does. Do something different.
Yeah. That's true. You're right. I had another caller that wanted to call in tonight. It was Brad from Summerfield, North Carolina. And it was a new caller. I don't have him. I don't see him on my switchboard. He said he tried calling. And that's a problem that I talked about the other night, is that I have people saying they're trying to get through and they just can't. And I don't understand. I don't know if they're pulling my leg or not. But, you know, he just sent me a message, email, and he said he tried getting through. And this is a new caller. We've never heard his voice before. But I just sent him a message and said, hey, you know, I don't see him on the switchboard. But anyway, Joe, you said you had a lot to say, so go ahead. Otherwise, I'm going to wrap it up, okay?
No, I didn't say I had a lot to say. I said I didn't want to be quick, and I don't want to cut myself off. Yes, the last part is going to be the most important stuff for what you talked about in the beginning, especially those people that have pets that want to do something, because you're talking about cloves, which contain eugenol, it's very powerful. And if you want something that's less powerful than cloves, you would go with allspice, because it's got eugenol in it as well. And you got the dosages about right. And allspice is also good for people, because most people and humans are full of parasites and worms. And I'll tell you right now, if you were to have a nice cup of clove tea, say on a Monday and another one on Wednesday and another one on Friday, and if you look down when you went into the bathroom, you'll be surprised on what's coming out. And this goes right along with what I'm saying, is you are not what you eat. You are what you digest. And when your immune system and your digestive system is so screwed up that you can't possibly digest anything properly, then none of the nutrients that you're consuming are actually going for good. They're just coming out somehow. And if the bacteria and the parasites and the worms and everything else in your intestines aren't consuming it, then it's just coming out in the end. So your digestive system is the first thing you should look at for your health. And I'm not saying I practice what I preach, but I try to practice what I preach.
All right,
I'm just so busy.
Just to interrupt you. The heartworm for dogs. What causes heartworm, and how can it be treated without the nonsense that the vet's going to give you? If you don't understand.
I don't know. I would assume it's probably from flea bites or tick bites or something like that, and it's worms that grow in the heart, and you have to be very careful with it, because if there are worms in the heart, they could actually kill the dog, just as if they were in a human. They could kill the human, and normally what would happen is the worms would die, and they would get brought off into the bloodstream, and they get trapped in the lungs, and you hear your dog panting for no reason or barking or coughing. That's because he's coughing out all the say worms, because that's what they are. But I'm not a vet and I'm not a doctor, and that's just my interpretation of what I know about it, which is not much of anything.
But what I said about the cloves, you really think, in your opinion, not professional, because you just do this on the side as for yourself. In my opinion, in your opinion, you think cloves is the best option for heartworm?
I don't know if cloves would be the best option for heartworm, because I don't think cloves are really going to affect the heartworms, but I do think they're going to affect it in a different fashion. If you were to take and drink your clove tea once or twice a week, or give your animal, your dog, cloves once or twice a week, you will build up an immunity in your body or your dog's body. And if you were to get bit by a flea or an infectious something did come around, the cloves would actually kill it off. So therefore, it would be good for heartworm. But as far as working on the heartworms themselves, I don't know. I would think that it would probably help, but I couldn't say. Now, like I said, and if you're concerned about giving your dog anything, you can go with allspice. A small amount of garlic is also good for a dog, and because garlic has what's called allicin in it. And when you give it to your dog, just crush up a little bit, just as if you were making it for yourself, and see what happens to your dog. See if your dog likes it. He may be allergic to it. And you know what? You can't give it to him anymore. But what's supposedly...
Actually, Joe asked me about that. He said something about that. He thought there was something else I mentioned, and you just said it. Allspice.
Allspice is very similar to cloves, but they contain a lot less eugenol than the cloves do. Now, what supposedly would be the cure for heartworm, allspice would probably be good for ringworm, and cloves and allspice would probably be good for ringworm as well. And like I said, probably for heartworm too, because you'd have a natural immunity by drinking it. But ground walnut hulls, but they're toxic to most dogs, so you'd have to be very careful and experiment with it. But let me tell you this. You see, we're talking about natural things, things that have been proven for thousands and thousands of years. We all know that if we eat a lot of arsenic, we're going to die. But no one knows if a little bit of arsenic is good for you or bad for you. Most all seeds of all your fruits contain arsenic. So it's like nature's natural defense. The thing is, with the seeds, Mother Nature puts other chemicals in there to go with the arsenic to make it good for you. But when you make a pharmaceutical drug and you look at it underneath a microscope or a laboratory and you say, it looks like arsenic, yeah, it looks like arsenic, it's not. That's because all these drugs that have been in the market that people have been taking for years, now you find out they're killing people with those drugs because they look like Mother Nature's, but they're really not. And you know, you can't fool Mother Nature. We were talking about essential oils a number of weeks ago. Essential oils are good. Joe was talking about tea tree oil, and that's good as well. But you have to be very careful with essential oils. You can't take them straight. They have to be diluted because they're very, very, very potent. And even if you put them on your skin, you could get a burn from them because they're super concentrated. And you could actually make your own essential oils from your lemons, from your oranges, from your bananas, from your raspberries, from anything you want with just a little bit of effort. Put it in a bottle, and you can save it in your refrigerator for a long, long time. And like I'm saying, everyone should be able to know how to grow some herbs in their garden. And you don't have to take care of them. They will take care of themselves.
All right. Well, Joe, thanks very much. I appreciate it. And I guess we'll go ahead. I wanted to do an hour show, so hey, you took it right to 1 hour. I appreciate that. I have no one else with a question, so yeah, that's good. And like I said, the next show is going to be Sunday, okay? So we won't do a show tomorrow on Friday. We won't do a show on Saturday. I have a lot going on, and those of you who are close to me, you know what's going on. So I have to be careful, and I have to make sure I'm available at all times at this point. So, unfortunately, I can't do a show every single night at this point. So, the next show will be Sunday. Hopefully, pray tell. But, listen, God bless. Hey, Mike, Mike really sacrificed tonight because he told me he wasn't feeling good. He's not feeling well. And I don't know why. I don't know what's wrong with him, but I hope he pulls through and he's okay. And maybe some of us should check in on him and make sure he's okay. But and Joe, hey, we talked a little bit about your problem tonight. I promised you we would. Joe and Sebastian Florida, thank you for listening in. You listened in tonight through the whole show. Thank you. And there's about 10 other callers that listened in. And I really wish you'd press one. I know there's a couple of you I know. So I appreciate you listening in. And Joe, thank you for your advice tonight from a personal perspective and your opinion. So that's what's important. And listen, if you want to pick up a copy of my book, you can go to Amazon.com, Behind the Walls by Joel Hodnett. Go to Amazon.com. And you can also pick up something very special. Those are the classic cartoons. Joe, where can we find the classic cartoons?
I was on mute. You know, I really don't want to promote any of my cartoons. If you want to get any of my cartoons or my movies or whatever, just go on eBay and look for BitBanker, BitBanker, or WWUM. And you know what? You can just send me a message from eBay, and you know, we can correspond that way. I don't want to be giving out websites that have problems operating and get hacked by everyone out there and everything. And
I understand. But anyway, but there's a lot of good classic movies out there that people want to search for and look for, and they're looking for. And I got some emails about that. But anyway, hey, okay.
Well,
good night, everybody.
If you got some emails, just letting you know, those people that are interested, I sell and offer all the old cartoons that were on TV prior to the 40s. 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, and 60s, and many of the old black and white movies from the pre-50s, and the movies and cartoons I sell, although they're not commercial or high definition, you won't find a better copy anywhere. And if you do, I want to buy it from you. That's enough.
All right. Good night. Listen, Joe and Sebastian Florida, thank you very much for your support and the topic tonight. You called me the other day. I appreciate it. Mike out in Wisconsin, thank you very much. And thanks for Joe and Meriden. I appreciate it. And Savannah and Wallingford for Connecticut for tuning in and listening. I got your message. I appreciate it. And John, he was listening tonight. And there's about 17 others that were listening. So you should have pressed one if you wanted to have your say. Other than that, we're going to go ahead and wrap it up. Good night, everybody. God bless. Take care.
Good night.
evening, I would like to report on the state of our war against the American people. We're mounting a sustained campaign to crack down on every American and every person of every faith, every nation, and to bring them to justice. All missions are being executed according to plan, without warning or provocation. Americans are being swept up in an international dragnet. Thousands of FBI agents are on the trail of other citizens here and abroad. It has everything to do with hate and evil and murder and prejudice. America's strong, strong, strong.
Federal agents, we are armed! We have one suspected in the possession of illegal firearms.
All of the things that's wrong, would you stand tall and strong? Or would you turn and walk away? What would you do if you knew all the things we knew? Would you stand up for truth? Or would you turn away too? And then what if you saw all of the things that's wrong? Would you stand tall and strong? Or would you turn and walk away?
I see a message from the government. Like every day, I watch it and listen and call them all suckers. They wanted me about Osama or whatever. Picture me buying the scam, I said never. You in tune to a hard truth, soldier spitting. I stay committed, gives a fuck to die, I lose commission. It's all a part of fighting devil state mind control. And all about the battle for your body, mind, and soul. And now I'm hoping you don't close your mind so they shape you. Don't forget they made us slaves, gave us AIDS and raped us. Another Bush season mean another war for profit. All in secret so the public never seek to stop it. The Illuminati, 666, all connected. Stole the votes, they control the race and take elections. It's the Skull and Bones Freemason Kill Committee. See the dragon getting shittier in every city.
Who's the one with the most to gain? On 9/11, motherfuckers couldn't stand his name. Now even niggas waving flags like they lost their mind. Everybody got opinions, but don't know the time. Cause America's been took.
You have reached the maximum time permitted to record. To send your message, press 1 at any time. To listen to your message, press 2.
Freedom, bear witness to the sickness of these dictators. Hope you understand the time, brother, cause it's major.
Press 2. To re-record, press 3. For more options, press 4. To cancel, press star. To send your message, press 1 at any time. To listen to your message, press 2. To re-record, press 3.
Now you're asking why my records always come the same. Keep it real, ain't no fillers, motherfucker blinging. Mine eyes seen the gory of the coming of the beast. So every story, every word, I'm saying fuck peace. See, you can witness the Illuminati body count. Don't be surprised, these is devils that I'm talking about. You think a couple thousand lies mean shit to killers? Nigga, I swear to God, we the ones, ain't no villains. Or any other word, they think to demonize a country. Ain't no terror threat unless approval rating slumping. So I'ma say it for the record, we the ones that planned it. Ain't no other country took a part, I had their hand in. Just a way to keep you scary so you think you need them. Praising Bush while that killer take away your freedom. How many of us got discovered but ignore the symptoms? Niggas talking loud but ain't nobody saying shit. And with the Fourth Amendment gone, eyes are on the first. That's why I'm spitting cyanide each and every verse. I see the Carlisle Group and Harris bank accounts. I see them plead the fifth each and every session now. And while Reichstag burns, see the public buy it. I see the profiling, see the media's compliance. War is good for business, see the vicious make a savior. Hope you understand the time, brother, cause it's major.
What would you do if you knew all the things we know? Would you stand up for truth?
Time. To listen to your message, press 2. To re-record, press 3. For more options, press 4. To cancel, press star.
If anybody wants to protest what we do or violate what we want, we just turn off the chip.
That's right, microchips. In 2005, Congress, under the pretense of immigration control and the so-called war on terrorism, passed the REAL ID Act, under which it is projected by May 2008, you will be required to carry around a federal identification card, which includes on it a scannable barcode with your personal information. However, this barcode is only an intermediary step before the card is equipped with a VeriChip RFID tracking module, which will use radio frequencies to track your every move on the planet. If this sounds foreign to you, please note that the RFID tracking chip is already in all new American passports. And the final step is the implanted chip, which many people have already been manipulated into accepting under different pretenses.
We have a Florida family who are really pioneers in a brave new world. They have volunteered to be the first ever to have microchip identification devices implanted into their bodies.
After 9/11, I was really concerned with the security of my family.
I wouldn't mind having something planted permanently in my arm that would identify me.
In the end, everybody will be locked into a monitored control grid where every single action you perform is documented. And if you get out of line, they can just turn off your chip, for at that point in time, every single aspect of society will revolve around interactions with the chips. This is the picture that is painted for the future if you open your eyes to see it. A centralized one-world economy where everyone's moves and everyone's transactions are tracked and monitored, all rights removed. The most incredible aspect of all. These totalitarian elements will not be forced upon the people. The people will demand them. For the social manipulation of society through the generation of fear and division has completely detached humans from their sense of power and reality. A process which has been going on for centuries, if not millennia. Religion, patriotism, race, wealth, class, and every other form of arbitrary, separatist identification, thus conceit, has served to create a controlled population, utterly malleable in the hands of the few. Divide and conquer is the motto, and as long as people continue to see themselves as separate from everything else, they lend themselves to being completely enslaved. The men behind the curtain know this, and they also know that if people ever realize the truth of their relationship to nature, and the truth of their personal power, the entire manufactured zeitgeist they prey upon will collapse like a house of cards.
The whole world. The whole world. Unmuted.
The whole system that we live in drills into us that we're powerless, that we're weak, that our society is evil, that it's fragmented, et cetera, and so forth. It's all a big, fat lie. We are powerful, beautiful, extraordinary. There is no reason why we cannot understand who we truly are, where we are going. There is no reason why the average individual cannot be fully empowered. We are incredibly powerful beings.
Now, I think I spent 30 years of my life in the first 30, trying to become something. I wanted to become good at things. I wanted to become good at tennis. I wanted to become good at school and grades and everything I kind of viewed in that perspective. I'm not okay the way I am, but if I got good at things, I realized that I had the game wrong. The game was to find out what I already was. Find out what I already was.
We've been trained for individual differences to stand out. So you look at each person, immediately it is brighter, dumber, older, younger, richer, poorer, and we make all these dimensional distinctions, put them in categories and treat them that way. And we get so that we only see others as separate from ourselves in the ways in which they're separate. And one of the dramatic characteristics of experience is being with another person and suddenly seeing the ways in which they are like you, not different from you, and experiencing the fact that which is essence in you and which is essence in me is indeed one. The understanding that there is no other. It is all one. And I wasn't born Richard Alpert. I was just born as a human being. And then I learned this whole business of who I am and whether I'm good or bad or achieving or not. All that's learned along the way.
Like a ride in an amusement park. And when you go on it, you think it's real, because that's how powerful our minds are. And the ride goes up and down and round and round. It has thrills and chills, and it's very brightly colored. And it's very loud, and it's fun for a while. Some have been on the ride for a long time, and they begin to question, is this real, or is this just a ride? And other people have remembered, and they come back to us, and they say, hey, don't worry.
Don't be afraid ever. Because this is just a ride. And we kill those people.
Shut him up! I bet I'm not invested in this ride! Shut him up!
Look at my furrows of worry. Look at my big bank account,
my family. This has to be real.
thank you, everyone, for listening tonight. My name is Joseph Gibson, understanding the times in which we all live in. Hey, if you hung in there through all those last inquiries and what I had played here at the end, then you know what? You're a dedicated listener, and I appreciate that. But listen, tune into our next show. I wish to give everyone a voice and a platform to be heard. If you do not believe me, then listen to my prior shows, and I will prove to you that, hey, your voice is important. We want to hear from you. So call me, 657-383-0616, press 1, and you'll be heard on Blog Talk Radio, and the show will be archived for everyone to listen at any time around the world. Hey, good night, and God bless, and thank you for listening to my show.